Hello, everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's The Sum of You. This is Anna Bangulin. I am the cousin to Elisa and friend to Liz. And let me see if Liz is on the line. We had a little bit of technical stuff here. She should be with me. Liz, are you with me? Hello. Let's see. So we're doing the whole running a show from your cell phone. So very, very interesting. Give me one moment. And I know that this is going to work out. All right, here we go.
And hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
There we go.
Yes.
Hello.
Girl. Well, yeah. So thank you for, well, you know, the way that things work out, just as I was waiting to get on the air with Elisa, I noticed that there was a text that came in from Anna, and it was a cute emoji of Anna, avatar of Anna, just expressing that she's excited because in a couple of weeks, literally in a couple of weeks, she and her friend Amy and her cousin Elisa are coming to New York for about a week for a visit, and I'm very excited to spend some great time with them. And so she sent this really cute avatar that said, like, her in a rocket ship, like, I'm so excited. And then I'm looking at the clock, and I'm still hearing the Blog Talk music, and I'm like, well, since she texted, I might as well just say that I'm in the queue. Waiting for the show to go on. So thank you for pitching in. And it could be a technical issue on Elisa's end. So I guess what I'll do is I'll text Elisa to let her know that you and I are on because it's already 10 minutes in. So I'll do that
now.
Yeah,
I texted her and said just call in. Because
oh, you did already.
Okay. Started.
So
I did. And yeah, I'm actually running this and as I'm in the car on my cell
God,
phone
you're
and
driving.
On my way to go to Alabama to pick Papa B up tonight.
Oh my God.
And bring him back to Atlanta this weekend
oh my
for
God.
Pisces party. Yeah. So
oh my God. So Uncle Tony's
so
coming back?
Totally. Yeah, he's back. He's coming back. He's flying in. He'll be back in tonight at 7. And yeah, and there's a party. My family has birthday parties every month, but it's, you know, like this will be a Pisces party coming up. And so
nice for you guys.
There's a Pisces. Yeah, so we celebrate one day, and he wants to go to, he's like, I want to go to the party. So I've had his dog in his car since
oh, Jesus.
The beginning of the year. And
girl,
I will tell you, I mean, I love animals, but I am
yeah,
not
but
a
no,
dog
girl,
person.
That, you're not Betty White. Hello.
Yeah, I'm a cat
right.
person, and having a almost 100-pound black lab
oh.
with you, I mean, she's beautiful, and she's amazing.
Oh, they're
they are
sweet,
like,
benevolent creatures,
like,
but not in my house.
They're toddlers.
That's like a
yeah,
kid.
Toddlers.
That's like having a kid.
Yeah, I mean, and I love my kids, but they at least, you know, clean up after themselves.
Exactly.
Know?
At least they use the bathroom, yeah. close the door, and take care of business.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, but it's
oh,
been
my.
Good. I mean, we've been getting up at, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock and walking the dog and doing all those things. So it's just amazing. And that's been, you know, it again, everything that's been going on with me and I mean, it's been nice to have, you know, the dog and
well, it feels,
know,
like you have a family. It feels like you
yeah,
have a household.
You do have a little household and that's fine.
You have a little household. Now let me ask you this.
Yes.
So can I reference her by name? Could I just say Amy? Is that okay?
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So is she an early riser like you?
Yes and no. Some just depends. She's not a, I will say this, the way that I've lived my life, you know, I should be living in New York basically because I'm a hustler. I move.
You've definitely,
you know,
girl,
yeah,
like you're like a fish to water here. You're like, okay,
yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm in my element. Boom.
Yeah. I,
yeah.
I totally, like I could totally stay on. And awake when I'm in New York, and when I get back to Atlanta, I crash for a day. Like I totally go.
Exactly.
We're gonna go for a week. I'm gonna come back. I'll crash for a day,
and you'll be
it's
fine.
Just because when I'm
right.
there, I'm on. And so she's not used to that. She's not used to that at all. And my other printer, who is back, and we're all hanging out together. she and I can do, you know, 8, 12, 14, 16 hour days. And we're at the end of the day, we're like, girl, let's go get some breakfast, you know? And,
right.
We're, and Amy's like, oh my God, you guys exhaust me, you know? So, yeah, if she has to, she'll get up and she, you know, but it's just, it's being used to a certain rhythm and a way of living. And, you know, for me, before it was hustling, you know, get to work, get back, do something with the
kids.
Well, yeah,
you were the superhero. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it changed a lot. And, you know, for a time there, I literally would come home, sit on the couch, eat popcorn and drink a beer and go, whoa, what's going on in my life, you know? And it was very odd for me not to be totally on. Now, I will tell you, there are some days I'll come home and I want to go to sleep by 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock and,
yeah.
You know,
well, this takes an emotional toll.
Yeah. I mean, there's everything that's been going on. And that's why, you know, you have to look at it. I can tell when I personally check in with myself and when I'm feeling really sleepy, I have to check in with myself and say, you know, what's going on? Because to me, when I'm sleepy like that, it's like, okay, source, what are you trying to tell me?
Yeah.
Take a minute. I mean, literally take 15 minutes, just sit and be in this space.
Yep.
Of zen and allow that. And I tell you, I'll be energized and I'll come back. Now, sometimes, you know, I'll lay down and I'm done. I'll fall asleep at 9 o'clock.
Yep.
And I won't get back up again until 5 o'clock the next morning. And so, yeah, I mean, generally though, as long as I'm doing something or talking to someone or hanging out, I pretty much am up. That's my thing. But, you know, and lately, obviously with everything that's been going on personally, that can be, I'll tell you, the past 3 or 4 days have been emotionally exhausting.
Oh, please, girl.
And have been an experience that, you know, I still am trying to understand how everything looks and not take it so personally. I found out yesterday that my neighbor, who is, you know, he's kind of a good Samaritan in that he's been doing my lawn, he's been pressure washing my house.
Right.
He does all these amazing things, but I found out.
Oh, no. Oh, look at that, people. She found out, and then da-da-da-da. Oh, no. She's in the car. She's doing the show from her cell phone, and I'm going to keep talking. But talk about a cliffhanger. I'm going to just text her to say, I don't know if the show dropped. You dropped. Okay, you dropped. Do I call back? I don't know. I don't know if I'm talking to myself. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm talking, just in case. Oh, Lord. Yeah, when she talks about the last few days being emotionally draining and trying to understand, I'm right there right now. My Tuesday show is very emotionally drained, wiped out. Same thing today. It's difficult. I wonder what I should do here. Oh, she's texting me. Let's see. I don't know. I'm getting that little talk bubble with the moving dots on the iPhone, but her text. Oh, she goes, as far as I know, we are on. Keep talking. I will call in. All right, then I'm going to keep talking. Okay. Good to know. But, yeah, when Anna was talking about just trying to understand, I'm done trying to understand. What I do understand is a pattern that is really taking well over a year to break, to interrupt. I'm a big fan of the pattern interrupt.
Okay. Hello.
Oh,
can you
yes.
hear me?
Yes, what a cliffhanger, because you said, and she left. I'm like, oh, my God.
I don't know where I left off. Apparently, we're on the air, and there's Elisa, too. So, apparently, that I did the direct connect and we're on the air, but somehow we're both on the air and we're splitting it. So actually I'm going to mute the direct connect. So hopefully
okay, cool.
We're still on.
Okay.
And then I'm going to get, Alisa, you're on here, correct?
Uh-huh.
Hi,
good
girl.
Morning.
Morning.
Hi. Sorry.
That's okay. So, Anna, that was like a cliffhanger. So, finish.
What did I say? Where did I leave off?
That you were about to, that things were the last few days, things were very emotionally disturbing. You were trying to understand, and then you were about to do the neighbor was pressure. The neighbor.
Yeah. Okay.
So what happened
with
the neighbor?
Yeah. So somebody has been reporting back or giving old girl, and we're not allowed. I was told yesterday by one of my mentors that do not speak her name because that invokes. Do not speak any names unless you
right.
want that person invoked into your life. So
right.
we're calling
so,
her
the,
old girl. We're going to call her old girl.
OG.
So,
OG.
So what had happened was. So apparently there's been some play by play activity being reported.
Surveillance.
And surveillance. And so I am blaming somebody affectionately I call Hoss, who is in that department, and so thinking that because of all of this, well, I realize that it has to be somebody who's
the
available
neighbor.
24 hours a day, 7
the
days
neighbor.
A week, and realizing that it is the neighbor. And
is the neighbor getting paid to do that?
No, well, here's what I think. I think he just has a really big mouth. And what he is doing
right.
is
so
he's one of those, he's a nanny, nanny, boo-boo guy, like nanny,
mm-hmm.
nanny, boo-boo. Look what she's doing and look at this
right,
and look at
right.
that. So
mm-hmm.
what he doesn't realize that in that he's giving her information.
He's revealing information and they
right.
know how to
and
get
so,
it. Right.
Right.
Oh, my
so
God.
So here I am being a detective. I've narrowed it down to two people. It either had to be him or this guy that works with him. And so they were both, I came home and it was literally midnight and I came home and I will say that my neighbor is a recreational drug user and they
oh.
were out front and I can tell his whole demeanor changes. He literally looks like he has palsy when he's doing whatever it is he's doing.
Right. When he's under
and
the influence.
He's under the influence and he was under the influence and his mouth is really big. So he goes off and he's saying some very not good things, and so I'm basically he's a windshield guy. He had changed, you know, I'm telling you the whole story, but the windshield, he replaced my dad's windshield. I wanted to make sure that I didn't owe him any money because I had actually done a bunch of t-shirts for him. I mean, over
right.
Christmas I literally gave him, and I told him it was a gift, you know, over 300 t-shirts, a couple dozen hoodies, just
wow.
stuff for his business. I printed it because he has done a lot. He's pressure washed
right.
my house, and I maintain his website and stuff like that. I do his business cards.
Right.
So I do a lot of marketing stuff for him. But he genuinely has been very helpful with me.
Right.
You know, around the house.
Right.
And so that's why I think he didn't mean to be. He didn't
no,
mean
no,
to
it
be
wasn't malicious, and people
but
know how to manipulate.
Right, but he will go, you know, he'll say stuff like, you know, he's met Amy, and he'll say, oh, you know, he'll probably go back and say, well, you know, you were such a, and this one person is so nice, and, you know, and he's playing her up, but he's playing her up to OG. You don't
right,
do that.
To the detriment.
So what has happened?
It's going to backfire.
It's backfired, and I have, so what has happened is.
Oh, no.
What has happened is I have zero communication with my children, zero
visitation. Oh, my God.
I have been to two attorneys, and unless I want to get her for emotional abuse, I cannot go to
court. You have nothing.
And I will tell you, here's
you have
the
nothing.
Thing. This is what is surprising to me, and I'm teetering because both attorneys have said I have a case for emotional abuse.
You do?
So I do. I have a case for emotional abuse, and that's really kind
you
of
and me
scary
both,
to
sister.
Me.
It's scary.
And so. It is
yeah.
very scary.
And you don't want to involve the kids. That's the whole thing. I'm trying to avoid court.
I don't want to bash their mom because she is their mom.
No, that's right.
And I know
right,
I know my heart that she's a good parent. And I know
yep.
in my heart she thinks in her head she's doing the best thing for the kids.
Exactly.
But yesterday we had our last therapy session because our therapist basically fired us. because he said, there's nothing I can do. The two of you are just armored up, and I can't, unless you two can start trusting each other, I can't help you.
Oh,
so,
Lord.
That
oh,
being
my God.
Said, yeah, that being said, I have no contact with them. I cannot, I told her, I said, I will not pursue contacting you or seeing the kids for at least a week, if not 2 weeks, which is fine because I'll be traveling and helping my dad.
Right.
I've got work to do, and then I'm heading to New York. So
thank
all
God,
of these really
this.
Wonderful things are filling the space because
right.
nature abhors a vacuum. And the reason I'm bringing all this up, folks,
yes.
is we have a weight of being in the world. And maintaining that beingness sometimes can mean that in our reality,
yeah, we pay a price.
We might say it's unfair, and we may pay a price for it.
We, yeah,
and
oh, my God.
What
yes.
happens, but, and what happens is, When we do this, okay, and all I know is I know in my heart that goodness prevails, and I know in my
yes.
heart that my children know I love them, and I know
absolutely.
In my heart that when if for some reason we do that connection is severed and I don't get to see them for a very long time, at some point they will come
yep.
and find me.
They will
and
find
every,
you.
And everything that I do right now, I do with them in mind.
Absolutely.
I do with
they come
them.
First.
They come
first.
And,
yep.
and this has been a big bit of contrast with me and Amy because I told Amy, I said, you know, this has been the issue because we are spending so much time together. And I will tell you, I cannot wait for you to meet her. She's so lovely.
Oh, I can't wait.
To be treated the way she treats me
that's
and to
beautiful.
Be, yeah, I'm
you
like,
must be in
whoa.
Shock. You must be in shock
I
like,
in
oh,
shock.
You're being nice. To, oh, someone's being nice to me. Oh, someone's
well,
holding the door
well,
for me.
It's not, well, people are nice to me, but just have somebody who...
Well, you
it's
know what I mean,
genuine,
like nice, like
well, yes,
nice.
Right, nice, yes.
Nice. Mm.
And he is, well, first of all, is absolutely beautiful, physically beautiful, but emotionally
yeah,
beautiful,
cute.
Spiritually
yeah.
beautiful, just a really nice person. And whether or not, you know, it's kind of like, do we move forward in this, do
just
we move
fun.
Forward in
just
maintaining
have fun right
this
now.
Relationship?
Just have
yeah,
fun.
Like,
just
and that's
fun.
When I, that's what we're both talking about. It's like, let's be easy about this.
Let's
and what's
just have
been
fun.
Wonderful.
Too much going
just,
on. Just have
yeah.
fun.
And that's what I told her. I said, my kids have to come first.
Yep.
And I know they're not here. And I will tell you, my children have met her one time. And if you were to ask my children, they will tell you she's wonderful.
Of course.
And that's another reason.
Because energy
reason.
Attracts energy, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Of
exactly.
course.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is what's
God.
Going on right now. I know Elisa. Mm-hmm. I texted her. I didn't really get to chat with her, and I'm kind of chuckling because I'm like, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, I didn't know I'd be on the air.
Well, hello, yeah. hello. Well, this is great because this is what we all need to talk about, and we all need to hear. I certainly need to hear this because
yeah.
it really resonates with you know things for me to think about, and that's been
yeah.
my mantra: the kids come first. That's it. All decisions are based on that. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm going to turn this over to you and Elisa.
All right, girl. Drive safe.
I'm going to listen in, but I'm going to be here, okay?
I love you so much.
Love you. Okay.
Thanks,
all right.
you, Jen.
Love you, Easy.
Love you, too. So,
girl, are you
my
okay?
God. Yeah, I basically stayed up. And then I fell asleep. And then apparently
honey.
My mom is off. No, I've been up. I was up.
Oh.
Early this morning, but yeah,
well,
at some point
asleep.
I guess I closed my eyes.
that will happen. Well, it worked out, but you know it's so funny because
yeah, totally
I was
worked out the way it needed
it worked
to.
Out. It always does. I was in the queue, and Anna had sent me a text coincidentally,
mm-hmm.
and it was just a few minutes after 8:30, and I figured, well, it must be the you know the usual blog talk experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't think really much. Of it, and so I responded to the text, and I just said, "Oh, FYI, I'm in the queue," you know, just saying. And then she decided just to, you know, get in the car and do a show from the car, so from her phone, which is amazing.
I'm wondering because all I did was call in. I called in as a guest. So she texted me. I just called in as a guest. I didn't even get that text. My phone just is like everything's on silent. But I thought for sure I'd hear my alarm go off like an hour before.
Girl, but that's okay. If you were up, that sleep is so profound. It's the sleep of the dead. That's what I call it. When you're up and then you go to sleep, really like an hour before you need to wake up, but it's you're so exhausted, you just pass out.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand completely. It worked out, and I really needed to hear what Anna had to say. My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. So it's perfect.
Well, I'm hoping it's okay, Anna, because I'm still I just called in as a guest, so she's the host.
she did the show.
I didn't even think about calling in that way, so she's already started the show. But I'm
well,
like,
yeah,
I'm
I think
so
I mean, I can hear you fine, so I guess we're doing the show, and we'll just
Yeah.
We can just talk.
I'm listening. Hello. I'm listening in, and you do have a caller, by the way.
Oh, God.
Someone raising their hand.
Yeah.
So I will moderate.
Oh, my
but
God.
Thank you.
She's on the road. Okay, let's take a call.
Okay, you want to take a call? Here we go.
Sure.
Area code 347, you're on the air with some of you, show.
She's doing it from the car. You're calling from New York?
I'm calling from New York.
I recognize that 347 situation. And caller, what's your name?
My name is Tanika.
Oh, we spoke to you yesterday on Adam's show.
We did?
Yep. You're the one that had the job that I was feeling you said sick people go there, remember? You called us yesterday. I recognize that because I have my notes from the show that we did last night, and I have 347, and I have Tanika, and I'm like, oh, that's her. It's the same girl. So isn't that what a coincidence? Remember I said, I don't know if you heard, but I co-host this show Tuesdays and Thursdays, and once in a while I'm a guest co-host for Adam, which is how I know who you are because you called us last night. So
yeah.
What's going on? Is it the same question, girl?
Yeah, I do. Well, I just wanted to know if you guys saw me being there for a long time. Like if
girl,
it's
but
last...
you... No. I think you got to just... We spent... Lolita spent
and
a lot of time...
Cut out.
The phone... I know, it cut out, and then you called back, and then Lolita spent a lot of time on the air with you. And I think you got to be patient. Did you hear the show, like the rest that we said about it?
No, I haven't gotten to
read. But that's what you need to do because, yeah, I want you just to trust the universe because in the space of always asking the question, you're not allowing for the answer to come up. And you have way more, I know what we'll do in this case. You have way more say in this energetically than I think you realize. So this is what we're going to do instead, okay? Because we addressed this last night. Please listen to that show because Adam and I did answer that. But what I want you to do is just take a breath or two and then just say the word pick because you're going to pick a message from Spirit and I'm going to share it with you, okay? So just take a couple of breaths and then when you're ready, say the word pick. You have to say it out loud. Thank you. Okay. So these messages from Source have numbers associated with them. So Alisa, who is hosts the show with me, is a wonderful intuitive and highly skilled numerologist. So I'm going to give her the message, the number associated with this message, and that would be Alisa 176.
Okay.
Now here's your message, Tanika. Oh, interesting. Apply physical activity as an active meditation to burn off stuck energy and unproductive patterns. You'll rest deeper and get mental clarity. Are you active in anything physical, any sports? Do you go to the gym? What's your physical?
So, right now, I'm not doing anything physical. I do run around a lot in my job, but I want to join a gym in the long term. I just have to accomplish certain goals first. Like I'm trying to get a car and also get my license. Like there are certain personal goals.
There are certain things you could do, a 5-minute workout on YouTube. Like this is what this message is saying because right now you have a lot of stuck energy and that makes sense based on what I know about you from talking with you last night and then hearing the exact same question. You didn't know that, but look how Source works. It's like you didn't know that you were calling an entirely different show only to find out that you're speaking to the same person you spoke to last night. And I think that's Source's way of saying, girl, take a breath, allow for yourself to focus and get clear. So it's a lot of stagnant energy. And the other thing that the message says, unproductive pattern. So this pattern of this impatience, and the thing is, one thing that I do remember saying to you yesterday is that you just started this job 2 months ago, and you said that the supervisor, see, I remember now, the supervisor was out to get you. Let me say something. Nobody's out to get you. Nobody thinks like that. No one is deliberately out to get you. You probably trigger her or push some buttons, and I would imagine sometimes just for a coworker to be younger or slightly more attractive or whatever is enough. Or you could remind her of a family member that irritates her. It has nothing to do with you, but for some reason you're pushing a button. Maybe she's been in the job a long time and you're the fresh new thing that she has to train, and she's tired. But it's something that you're taking personally, and it's not for you to take personally, okay? And you've been harsh and hard on yourself because you just started that job, and you're expecting yourself to meet expectations that are impossible to meet because it's like I said this to you on the phone yesterday. I think I said this to you. It's like expecting the baby to, after the baby's born, 2 weeks later, like you're mad at the baby because the baby's not running around the block like a two-year-old. So you're not giving yourself that love, that consideration. So also it says if you get more involved in physical activity, you'll rest deeper and get mental clarity. Because right now mentally you're not clear. Why would you keep calling these shows and asking the same question but without really receiving the guidance, right? So even though you have these goals and stuff, it doesn't cost you anything to incorporate exercise in your life. Doesn't mean you have to join a gym right now. Also, there are rec centers all over the city. It's like $25 a year to join or something like that. And they have gyms in there. So there are options, YouTube videos, apps for your phone. All of this is free stuff. So it's the illusion of you thinking, well, I can't work out because I have to do the car, this, that, and the other. It's great that you are active in your job. That's wonderful, but you need to do something else outside of the job that's physically active to ground yourself and to minimize the mental pressure that you're putting on yourself. And I'm going to toss this over to Elisa again. The number is 176.
Well, I love everything that Liz just said. I wasn't on the call last night, so I actually don't know your background situation, but you get a lot of that because Blog Talk is such a great platform for so many shows that we have a lot of people who call in, and you know, so a lot of them listen to radio shows, a lot of them call in to the same radio shows, and it makes sense. But the thing is, when you do call in, the biggest thing Liz said is just to receive the information. And sometimes that just takes a little bit of time. And even if you get it from different people, it may be basically the same message. So in this case, it actually is the same message. It's kind of interesting. But for me, not knowing your situation, not knowing really what the question was, I'm just basing this off of what I've just heard and also the message that you pulled. That 176, just to break it down with the numbers, the one in energetically has to do with yourself and also with the direction of energy. So this is just about your intentions. And then that seven has to do with a need for an inner understanding. I mean, seven is a lot to do with just being internal, like a mental analysis. In this case, it could be about you being in your head too much. But even that work, that inner work, if you can ground yourself, as Liz had mentioned, then you can understand some of the inner workings and maybe some of the patterns of why you think the way you do and why you think in this particular situation, possibly someone's, you know, got it in for you to not do well. So the seven usually has a lot to do, like I said, with internal work, but also it has to do with this idea of being, you know, having faith and being in tune with how things are supposed to be running anyway. So anytime you start something new, you're not going to feel necessarily that you've got a good handle on everything. And so you may feel like maybe I'm not doing it right, and maybe you're not. Maybe you feel like you're not getting enough, maybe positive reinforcement, or even, you know, maybe not. Sounds like not from the person in charge, but even from other people. A lot of times you don't get that indication that you're actually doing fine, considering you just started. Sometimes even just a little positive reinforcement will go a long way. Maybe you're not in that environment yet. But don't let it get in your head that means that you've done something wrong and therefore the world is out to get you. Because that's a pattern that can be replicated in so many situations, and it's not always accurate. So the biggest thing, you can't control also what other people are going to think about you. You can control how you think about yourself, and if you know you've done an honest day's work, you've tried to do everything you needed to do in that environment, then you have to trust that what you're doing is fine. Until you hear otherwise, until you hear directly that you're not doing a good job and you haven't asked for any help, and maybe, you know, if you've kind of dropped off on trying to take a constructive criticism, then there's some other little things you can do. But, you know, sometimes our overall pattern is if we and I'm telling you this because I had done this before also when I was working for somebody else and I was in corporate America, and I was so eager to be there, but I didn't get that feedback from anybody that I was making a difference. And I got a little impatient, and I remember emailing my boss because they were all out traveling, and I said, well, I framed it in a way that I said, I want to feel like I'm making a difference. And there really hasn't been much to do. I mean, I basically was kind of complaining that I don't want to get in a bad habit of not doing anything because there really isn't anything to do. Like, and you know, years later, I look at it like, no boss wants to hear that. Like, they want to, you know, you want to be smart about it. But, you know, that I wasn't reprimanded necessarily, but it was just like, you know, we're still trying to get used to you as well. So let's not get too crazy with the expectations. So the nice part about this message is that last number in the sequence is a 6. And 6 has to do with self-love. I mean, well, it has to do with love. And it has to do, in this case, with you taking good care of yourself, also doing things that nurture yourself. So it kind of circles back to this idea of being grounded in yourself, like not getting in your head, but also that exercise, and it's an outlet for you so that whatever your mental chatter is, you have a way to kind of get that out of your system. And a lot of times when you're feeling like a little unsettled, sometimes, like, again, the things that you can do for yourself by yourself can kind of reinforce the things that positively that you don't get just yet because you're, you know, for whatever reason, it's not coming your way. Or in some cases, you're not ultimately living up to your own expectations. And then you kind of have that filter for how everyone else treats you. So, but it's not completely true. It's just that's how you're looking at things through the filter right now. So the things that you can do, and I also get this too, where, you know, you set these goals, like, you know, joining a gym ultimately would be good for you. But if you do live in, it doesn't matter in any area, but there are things you can do, that, in lieu of having a space like that, like a gym, and in lieu of having that gym membership, because I know it gets pricey, there are things you can do. It could be as easy as just taking a quick walk, just something to channel your energy, both physically and mentally, so that you're not focused on what you think is the problem, which really isn't necessarily the bigger picture problem. It's just trying to break some patterns of how you think of yourself. So this is a great situation for you, a great opportunity, because, one, you are working. So that's a plus. Two, you've already got some goals set up for you. And I didn't even ask you when your birthday is, because I normally do that with my numbers, but it doesn't matter. The biggest thing is not getting in your own way of taking care of you overall. It's not just about the job, but it's taking care of you and how you think about yourself and how you treat yourself. Because if you don't give yourself a shot, how would you allow anyone else to give yourself that shot? So taking into consideration what you're trying to do, how you're doing it, maybe the time isn't going to come just yet where you're going to get like a thumbs up from somebody at work. But actually, if you do need direction, you can always kind of, you know, I don't know if you have a review at some point, but there are ways to do that. But in the meantime, getting yourself out of that space, like when you are off work, then take that time, whether it's even if it's just like I said, just walking around the block or getting a buddy pass, you know, to somebody else's gym just to try it out. I mean, there are ways to do it, and there are ways to kind of get that mental energy kind of grounded into a physical activity that where you feel like, wow, I did something really good for myself today. And it wasn't just at work. It was just in every day. You've done something good. A lot of people do like a walking meditation, so they're still meditating, but because they like to be in motion, they walk or even they run. So it's not sometimes even running is a type of meditative state where you kind of go through the motions, but you're kind of freeing your mind, but your body is also still working. There are so many different ways to do that. And even, I love Liz's idea, even a YouTube video, an exercise video will do something. It keeps you focused on something else. You still, so you're not in your body just being sedentary after work and mulling over what you may or may not have done right. So you see how this activity, a physical activity, channels some of that nervous energy, that mental energy, into something a little more solidified. And it helps you also with your overall goal of just knowing you want to stay more active. So hopefully that helps. Like I said, I don't have any other background information on what you were talking about, other than what we just talked about right here on the show. But hopefully that helps.
Yeah, it helps. I was trying my best, and I guess whenever I was doing fine, and then when I guess I made two mistakes when she used the language, this has been an ongoing problem with me. Like, I felt like that kind of came down hard on me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's why, like, I'm worried about, and like when I was working by myself in this busy, it's kind of like an emergency room. So I was working by myself,
mm-hmm.
handling
mm-hmm.
it. And finally, like, the doctors that saw me working really hard fought for me to have a second person with me. So when I finally did, the next time she had came in to check my work, there were just two payments that weren't posted, and she had said she was trying to get that second person to not come there that day to help me, but the doctors fought for her to stay because they were like, no, she needs the help. She's been going through this long enough. She kind of like threw it in my face, and she just said language like, well, I don't understand why you made a mistake. You had a second person here, and, you know, like you wanted, and this happened. So it kind of felt like she kind of
let me ask you a question
in my face.
Let me ask you a question. Is there a human resources?
There is, and I did complain once to the Human Resource Center about how I felt like she spoke to me, and it was supposed to be a fresh start. And that last week when she came, and then last week when she just came, she said that like to me again, like, you know, you had a second person. I don't understand why you'd make a mistake, and this seems to be an ongoing problem with you.
Yeah,
so
no.
It seems like Human Resources
and well,
her
are
like good friends.
It's, Tanika, it's a toxic environment, and it's just, isn't that interesting that the first 5 seconds that you called the show last night, I'm like, ooh, why is there all this like sickness around, you know? So when I get into the energy or the right now, you know, with the working out, and you've been thinking about that, so trust that source is showing, is proving to you that you are not alone. So in spirit. So the first thing is for you to acknowledge you're not doing this by yourself. That you have the support of spirit and source. Why would you call these shows for answers, right? So number one, you're not alone. Number two, even if I don't think that you really like the environment of the job because this woman is making it toxic, and you have such marketable skills because you have a specific skill in the medical profession. Hang in there, yes her to death, do what you want, and look for another job. That's not the only job in New York City, girl. You're in New York.
No, I know. I'm on Long Island, and the job offered, like, a because of the pay, I feel like it offers, like, a well-being for me to be able to finally accomplish goals, like get a car, finally possibly move out.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to be happy. Hard. You got to trust. You got to be happy and lead with environment and how you feel. You just don't know. It's like, do what you love, the money will follow. You know, meaning be in an environment that's healthy. Right now, how do you feel when you wake up and you know you have to go to work? Are you at work now?
No, I'm off today.
Right. So how do you feel when you have to go in? Like the drive to work or however it is that you go over there?
Like I have to build myself up to have to deal
with
it.
Yeah, but then why does God want you to have such a tough, like, a relationship with yourself?
Can I step in for a second?
Please jump in, because I talked to her last night, talked to her today. Like, I'm going to I'm gonna take the day off. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, well, here's her energy is so sweet. Your energy is so mild and so calm, and you're so patient. I'm going to say that. So I love what Liz is saying. Yes, that particular, your particular space and place is probably somewhere else. And in the interim right now, you really must look for the gift, look for the appreciation. I know that sounds weird because now you're having to muster up, you know, yourself to get to work, and it's like, woof, you know, I'm anticipating this person really coming at me and just being a certain way. So if you can really find ways to just shift your energy, maybe even as you're driving to work, really not thinking about it, actually let it go, so that you know, you're looking, if you're driving to work or however you're getting there and you're admiring a beautiful sky or some trees, or literally taking your mind off of this whole thing that you've got to experience whatever it is you're going to experience. And it's almost like you're bracing yourself. So we've got to let that energy go, because you create it. And that's what we're saying, and we're all saying here, is we all create the experiences that we have. So when you anticipate having this certain sort of thing happen, it's going to happen because you're anticipating it. So what I'm trying to get you to do is just, and I know that sounds weird, but it's just let it go. And when you get there, just be in a space of, you know what? I'm really good at my job. I know I've only been here a short time, but I know what I'm talking about, and I know what I'm doing, and I do it at my pace, and I am doing this specific thing because I'm good at it, and I'm amazing. And it's, so when you're doing that self-talk and that self, like Elisa was saying earlier, the love of yourself and the love of the experience of what you're doing, and when you get that, when you get into that vibration and that energy, that other person is either going to not bother you at all, or that person is going to shift their energy because you've shifted your energy. Everything around you will shift. And I say this from the bottom of my heart, because experiencing yourself in a place of amazement and love, and the fact that you can do that job and you do it well, and it may very well be it becomes the job for you. It may very well be that person leaves. It, you know, there's so many different scenarios to look at, and it has to start with you and shifting your energy before you even step into that office. Even now, as we're all speaking, you don't want to, I will tell you this, don't run away from it, because you go to the next job, you're going to find the same type of person, just in a different skin, but it's going to be the same. So it's shifting that energy now for yourself, so that, you know what, it's almost like I don't really care what this person thinks. I know my job. I know what I'm doing, and I'm really good at it, and I'm going to find the gift. I love my office chair. I love the carpet in the office. I love the filing system. Whatever it is that you have to look at and appreciate, because you're shifting your energy. Does that help you at all?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Girl. So stop
find
calling
the love,
shows.
Honey. Find the love.
Time to love. Stop calling shows and start applying this. And then I would love for you to call back, in the not too distant future with an update. But yeah, you got a lot of information. So allow that information to take root and find ways to work out. That's going to really help you a lot.
Yeah, and the upcoming moon, I know that's going to be in my sign. I wish I could have gave you my birthday to see what you see, but it is going to be like in
well,
my.
What's
sign.
Your birthday?
It's September 3rd. It's September 3rd.
Okay, we should have the year.
Mostly I just wanted to see, you know, what sign you're in, and you're a Virgo, and you're an Earth sign.
Oh, she's a Virgo.
But Virgo.
There you go.
Virgo's immense. It's you know, it's run. It's basically ruled by Mercury, so it's a mental sign. So you're going to be in your head a lot, but you do have to find a way to get it out. Sometimes you can't just think you solved the problem. Yeah, think you solved the problem in your head without letting it connect to the rest of your body. Because basically the problem that you're thinking of may not be the actual issue. It's kind of like a side concern, but that's what you're focused on. But the thing is, I don't want you to be focusing on what the biggest problem is, because you're going to keep finding more. If you keep, is it me? Yeah. Okay, then what about me? Then you kind of go through every little thing. So that's why doing something that grounds you, doing something that takes you out of that mental headspace, and puts it in a different form, so you can actually appreciate and feel the sort of person you are when you accomplish something, when you finish doing a circuit for your exercise, or when you finish doing so many miles, or whatever it is that you like to do in terms of working out. Now, I'm an Earth sign and I'm a Taurus. I don't really like to work out, so that doesn't really go for me. But I have, you know, done some exercise every so often, and there is something about. Especially, I think when you have a job where you don't always know where you stand, and you don't know if you can engage, how well you've done, when you can do something, another task, whether it's job related or not, when you do something where you can see the result at the end of the day, when you can see a tangible, oh, I finished this or I accomplished this. It could be like just whether it's like cleaning your house, you know, just doing something that lets you see, you know, I am able to do these things, and I am able to take care of these things, and in the process take care of myself. That's the grand prize is in knowing your intention and your purpose, and as you're doing it, you realize you're learning more about yourself, and you're integrating that into your being versus I just checked off this list of stuff that I know I can do. So it is a bigger picture. I wanted to say also that there were doctors there that knew that they needed your help. So that's why, you know, so there are other people who notice things. They may not put it in the same way in the context of, oh, we're going to move you up in your job or whatever. But they knew they needed people there. You needed help. And so they acknowledged that. And I think those are things you need to also pay attention to. You try to get this like direct line of feedback, but there is a learning curve with anything. There's a bigger picture, and you being able to take care of yourself no matter what is really the biggest thing in here, is taking care of your mental state, your physical state, your emotional state in any situation. And if you're working in an ER, you know, in that type of level of anxiety, you know, just by nature of what it does, then there's a lot going on there too. So whatever the situation is, just be able to learn enough about yourself. And no, you know, you may not be perfect at everything right away, but that's the whole point. If you knew how to do everything right away, one, you'd probably be running your own company. You'd still have your own set of headaches in doing that. But, This is part of this whole process. It's a bigger picture thing for you to understand, because it's going to affect everything you do. I mean, something that my cousin and I will say, we've heard at one of our seminars is, how you do anything is how you do everything. So there's an understanding when you finally catch yourself either, you know, mentally believing something that may have been true years ago but isn't true for you now. You have to know when that happens and really look at it and say, well, is that really true? But no, because usually it's a no. Because usually by the time you reach that point where you're asking yourself these things, you're starting to realize maybe there's not, you know, I've been on autopilot, or this is how I've been able to cope. And maybe it's time for me to look at my situation and realize I don't need to be in that situation anymore. I actually do know how to do these things. It's just me kind of staying in the same place to stay comfortable. But you're ready for more, and you're ready to break through some of these patterns that have kind of been sabotaging you, you know, just in everyday stuff, you know. And you realize, wow, it's a bigger thing than I thought, and I know I can control it, because now I know what it is. Now I can name it. There's an opportunity in any kind of crisis, but it just takes a lot of fortitude to understand what it is and then to follow through. Mm-hmm. So even in taking this breath in, you're still feeding yourself. And even though you think you have to keep going, sometimes taking a rest, that's when you know. It's like testing your limits. That's when you know, okay, if I go beyond this, because I've done it before, I'm burned out or whatever, I know I can hold back for a moment. I can take some time, and I can do some other things that naturally allow me to recharge and build myself back up again. So you're growing, and everyone grows, but you're really growing. You're asking these questions. Like Liz said at the very beginning, when you ask your questions, know you're going to get an answer. You're going to get more than one answer probably, but know that you have to also receive it. It's one thing to keep asking the question and kind of hearing it. Oh, okay. And sometimes it just takes time, but give yourself that time. Give yourself that chance, because there's no race to getting to the answer, because there's always going to be another question.
Mm-hmm.
So just take it all in for a moment. You got your day off. Enjoy your day. Go for a walk. If you can. I don't know how crazy it is up in New York. But, you know, do something.
Where she's at, it's not like, yes, where she's at, she can totally take a walk.
Well, Long Island, yeah. But, I mean, yeah. Weather-wise, you know. Just
yeah.
So I'm just saying, you know, take advantage of these, what you think of maybe bad situations, but it gives you time to really reevaluate where you are now, the person you are now. That's going to be an important part for you, and realize how far you've come, how much you've grown, and knowing that you can make these decisions now for yourself, and you have to build yourself up. You've got to be able to do that. We can tell you all the great things that we can pick up from you from your birthday or energetically. You've got to integrate that into your own being, and that's the work that you're always doing, whether you realize you're working it or not. You're always going to be doing this. Until you take your last breath. And then even after that, you never know. It's a whole different plane. But you're here now. So sometimes we get ahead of ourselves way too much, and that adds to the overwhelm. So do what you can in this moment. Do what you can for this day. And just take it day by day.
Okay.
All right. Hang in there, girl. If you... just tell yourself, and this is how we sign off the show, to brighter days ahead. Claim that there's brighter days ahead. All right, honey. Let's let her go.
All right. Well, thank you.
Of course.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, this is a fast show for me because I came in like 20 minutes late.
I know. Is it time? Oh, it's 9:31. Okay, cool. But yeah, the one thing that I just want to say in summation, we had a caller on the show last night, our last caller, and anytime Adam and I, we were sort of looking at another side, another perspective, we were just getting... almost a debate as to why any of those things were absolutely impossible. And when you're open to possibility, then possibilities can come in. And there's no cost or no crime to feel that there is an other side to every situation. It's not magical thinking. It's just creating space to love yourself enough that, yes, I am open to possibilities. I am open to being more positive today than I was yesterday. It doesn't cost anything to be open to positive
possibility, and growth is painful, and we're not supposed to be perfect. We're supposed to mess up. Life is messy. And when we know that, we really unburden ourselves of that mental torture and that self-harm. So I'll just end on that note. So, Anna, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Alisa, thank you. Thank you.
Bless
the mess. Yeah, exactly. Life is messy. It's like, okay, just take a shower when you're done. That's all. So,
I'm blessing it real big. I'm blessing it real big.
You and me both, girl. You and me both. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. That's loablend@gmail.com. This particular show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And in the meantime, wishing for brighter days ahead. Love you guys. Take
care.
Thanks.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.